stay tuned for College Quiz Bowl on NBC.
From the campuses of Colgate University in Hamilton, New York, and Wesleyan University in Middletown, Connecticut, the National Broadcasting Company presents the College Quiz Bowl. Tonight, Colgate University is back to defend their title in the Quiz Bowl. And to challenge them, we have the men from Wesleyan University in Middletown, Connecticut. And now, here in Radio City, New York, is your master of the quiz, Alan. I'm young at heart, but my hair's turning gray.
Everybody, it's good to have you with us, and then for another intercollegiate battle of the brains here on the eve of Thanksgiving. Before we get along with our game, now let's meet the teams. First, we're going up the Connecticut River Valley again, and tonight we're going to the Wesleyan University campus in Middletown, Connecticut, where Bruce Kern of station WTIC in Hartford, Connecticut, is standing by to referee for the Wesleyan men. How are things up there at Wesleyan tonight, Bruce?
Wonderful, Alan. We're all set to take that title away from Colgate, and here are the men who can do it to introduce themselves.
Barry Possett, Hartford, Connecticut.
Edward Thorndike, Montrose, New York.
Jack Dunn, Ashburnham, Massachusetts.
Jack Bruce, Tacoma Park, Maryland.
And there you are, a very lucky audience here on Thanksgiving holiday in Wesleyan. Now, you've met the Wesleyan University team. Now, to meet the team from Colgate University, usually in Hamilton, New York, tonight, because it's Thanksgiving vacation, we're going to move to the team which has moved down to New York, up in Studio 6D, three floors above me here in Radio City. Del Camel of station WRCA is standing by to referee tonight for the Colgate University team. Del, what does that team plan to do about that Wesleyan threat?
Why, Alan, this team aims to see that they keep the title right on the Colgate campus tonight, and here's the team to say hello.
Peter Gould, Salcom, South Devon, England.
Marty Hyatt, Spring Valley, New York.
Andy Tangelis, Jamestown, New York.
Tito Macias, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
A fine audience, huh? Okay, we've met both teams. Now, before Roger Tuttle explains our rules, may I point out that we recognize the fact that here in the College Quiz Bowl, we're putting the emphasis on a quick recall of specific facts. But we're also trying to give you an opportunity to meet a few of the many remarkable, well-rounded personalities that can be found today on every American campus. Okay, now how about the rules, Rod?
Right, Alan, and here they are. Alan Ludden asks a toss-up question worth 10 points, and the first team to signal it knows the answer gets a chance to answer it. When Wesleyan University signals, you'll hear... And when Colgate University signals, you'll hear... By means of a special electronic selector, the team which signals first, even by a split second, activates its light here in New York City and makes it impossible for the other team's light to flash. If a team gives a wrong answer to the toss-up question, the other team is given a chance to answer it. And whichever team gives the right answer gets a bonus question worth a stated number of points. The team with the most points at the end of the game is the winner and returns next week to defend its title here in the College Quiz Bowl.
Thank you, Roger. Now, remember, teams, you may interrupt a toss-up question before I've finished asking it. But if you do, and if your answer is wrong, your team will be penalized 5 points. Now, repeat the question, giving the other team a free crack at it. Okay, those are the rules. And that's our opening whistle, so let's go. The first bonus question tonight is worth 35 points. Here's the toss-up that might get it for you for 10 points. What was the name of the Indian chieftain who sat down to... Colgate.
Andy Tangle.
Massasoit.
That's right, before I finish asking you. He sat down at the dinner table with the pilgrims at their first Thanksgiving celebration. Massasoit. You got it, Andy Tangle. And here's a 35-point bonus question for Colgate. It's a question on American presidents, and it's worth, as I said, 35 points. First of all, for a quick 5 points, who was the tallest president of the United States?
Troy Lincoln, Alan?
Lincoln is right. 6'4". 5 points. All right, now for 10 points, who was the shortest president of the United States?
Sounds like Van Buren.
Is that your answer, Colgate?
Van Buren.
Yes. No, it was James Madison, who was 5'4". All right, for 10 points, who was the heaviest president of the United
States? Taft.
300 pounds. 10 points. Okay, for a final 10 points, what three presidents were born west of the Mississippi?
Hoover would be one.
Truman.
Eisenhower.
That's right. Hoover, Truman, and Eisenhower. 10 points. Okay, I have a 30-point bonus in the offing. Here's a 10-point toss-up that might get it for you. For 10 points, what are the brick fielder of South Australia, the imbat of the Mediterranean, and the Matsukaze of Japan? The Colgate. Peter Gould.
I think they're all a type of nobility of tribe.
Can you take it, Wesleyan?
Sorry, Alan.
They are winds. You know, winds have wonderful names. Others are the Cosman, the Willowaw, and American Chinook. All right, I got a 30-point bonus. Dell, I can't quite hear you. So, there we go again. 30-point bonus. Here's your toss-up for 10 points. In what specific fictional scene do the following miscellaneous items appear? 12 marbles, part of a Jew's harp, a piece of blue bottle glass. Wesleyan.
Jack Bruce.
Would it be the description of Kim's game in Stevenson's book?
Nope. And I gotta go 5 points against you. You interrupted it. I'll restart all over again. For 10 points, in what specific fictional scene do the following miscellaneous items appear? 12 marbles, part of a Jew's harp, a piece of blue bottle glass, a spool cannon, a key, a glass stopper, a tin soldier, a couple of tadpoles, 6 firecrackers, a kitten with only one eye, a dog collar, but no dog.
Alan, I think it's in Mark Twain's Tom Sawyer.
The specific scene...
Is where he's...
All right, cut.
He's trading.
All right, nope, that is not it, huh? On a toss-up question rule, Mr. McGregor. It has to be answered to the specific scene. I was looking for the whitewash scene, and that is all I will take. All right, I will not take any answer on that. I have a 30-point bonus in the offing, and with 30-point bonus still coming up, here's your toss-up. All right, here we go. On the night of April 14th, 1912, the Cunard Line... Colgate.
Tito Macias.
The Titanic sank.
All right, I'll penalize you 5 points, and I'll repeat the question for Wesley. It is tricky tonight. On the night of April 14th, 1912, the Cunard liner, Carpathia, made a 58-mile dash through the icy waters for 10 points. Why?
Very passive.
To rescue the survivors of the Titanic.
And that's right, for 10 points, and you got a 30-point bonus by standing still. Okay. The ABC powers of South America are Argentina, Brazil, and Chile. Now, for 10 points, Wesleyan... 10 points apiece, rather, you are to name the ABC islands of the Netherlands Antilles. Wesleyan? Can you take it? 10 points apiece. Aruba, Bonaire, and Curacao. Okay, now before I move along to another bonus question, let's find out what the stakes are in this game. Roger Tuttle?
Each week, the National Broadcasting Company will award to the school of the winning team a $500 cash award to be administered by the college. Now, this may go to a scholarship fund or to a campus activity. And each member of the losing team will receive an attractive and dependable Whitnor wristwatch, a distinguished product of the Longines Whitnor Watch Company, since 1866, makers of watches of the highest character. Well, those are the stakes. Now, with 13 and a half minutes to go, Colgate University has 30 points, Wesleyan University has 5 points. Back to another toss-up question.
I have a 25-point musical bonus in the offing. Here's your toss-up to get it for you. Robert Browning wrote... Home Thoughts from Abroad. For 10 points, who wrote Home Thoughts from the Sea? Colgate.
Peter Gould.
I think it was John Masefield.
Can you take it, Wesleyan? No takers, it was Robert Browning. Okay, I still have a 25-point musical bonus. Here's a toss-up, and it's a musical toss-up. This is a musical toss-up. You ready? It's a toss-up that really tests your taste and your musical acumen. Now, you are to signal, as soon as you're prepared to say which of the ingredients mentioned in the title of this song you prefer. You've got to tell us which one you like. Wesleyan.
John Donne.
Wine.
Yeah, you got that one. No discussion, you got it. It is wine, women, and song. Well, Johann Strauss. All right, you got a 25-point. Very good. Very good. We will not philosophize. We'll move right along to a musical bonus question. Now, for 25 points, Wesleyan, you are to spell the last name of the composer of this composition. All right, now, will you spell the last name of this composer?
You ready, boys?
You ready, boys?
Jack Bruce.
Kachaturian. Kachaturian.
Is that your final and irrevocable answer?
K-H. K-H.
All right, let me hear it. Let me hear the spelling, quickly.
Talk it up.
K-H and the rest of yours.
K-H. Added to that. K-H-A-T-C-H-A-T-U-R-I-N.
Right, for 25 points. I want to remind our audience again. again that on a bonus question, they can work and correct each other. Not so on a toss-up, but on a bonus question. Here's a 30-point bonus in the offing. Here is a toss-up for you. Tomorrow, being Thanksgiving, it seems appropriate to have at least one question about birds. Now, for 10 points, what birds hit the newspapers recently when they produced a bumper crop of 8 babies? Colgate.
Peter Gould.
I think they were the whooping cranes.
That's right, for 10 points, the whooping cranes. The almost extinct whooping cranes. All right, Colgate, here's a 30-point bonus for you. Now, I have taken 3 common expressions and have made them complicated. 10 points apiece each time you quote, but I want you to quote the familiar original. You got the idea?
Yes, sir.
All right, first of all, more rapid than the lubricated discharge of atmospheric electricity from one cloud to another.
Quicker than lightning.
Quicker than what?
As quick as lightning or quicker than lightning?
No. Quicker than greased lightning. I said lubricated. I want the precise thing implied. All right. Did not give you credit. Here we go. Less likely to succeed than a round of compact mass. Less likely to succeed than a round compact mass of small tubular or columnar crystals of frozen water in a very warm place.
Less chance of succeeding than a snowball in hell.
All right. Okay. That would be the erudite way. All right, here we go. 10 points for that. Atmospheric vapor in no way, degree, or condition condenses into droplets, but that atmospheric vapor condenses into many droplets.
It never rains, but it pours.
Right, for 10 points. Okay, score in time, Roger.
All right, now, Alan, we have 10 minutes to go. Colgate now has 60 points. Wesleyan University has 40 points.
And I have a 30-point bonus in the offing. Here's your toss-up. For 10 points, tell us. What 16th century French satirist said, I will defend my opinions up to the fire exclusively? No takers? Rabelais. All right, here's another toss-up with a 30-point bonus still in the offing. For 10 points, if George Lee Mallory were alive, why might he and Auguste Piccard look at the physical world quite differently? Colgate.
Peter Gould.
One would go down a long way and the other would go up a long way.
All right, that's fine. One would go up. Of course, Mallory would go up, he being a mountain climber, and the other would go under the water.
That's right,
because he was going under water. All right, you got a 30-point bonus there. Here we go. Colgate. An Oxford law student won $1,433.60 in a British quiz show when he identified the 3 Louis who reigned in France in the 17th and 18th centuries. He gave their dates of their reigns, and he explained the relationships between them. He won $1,433.60, but you'll earn 10 points if you can identify first the 3 Louis.
Louis the 14th, the 15th, and the 16th.
Right, for 10 points. Now, for 20 points, explain the relationship between them.
The 14th was the great-grandfather of the 15th. And the 15th was the grandfather of the 16th.
Right, That's 34 points. Score in time, Mike.
Hold it, Alan. We'll have the score in just a moment, but right now, that's the whistle for the halftime.
All right, and during the halftime, we want to meet the team. First, let's meet the challenging team from Wesleyan. They're alone on the campus of Wesleyan tonight because everybody else has gone home for Thanksgiving. Let's meet, first of all, Barry Passett. What's your home, Barry?
Hartford, Connecticut, Alan.
And how are you classified, sir?
Senior.
And your major?
History.
And your plans upon graduation?
Well, right now, I'm looking for a Fulbright scholarship.
Well, good luck to you. Edward Thorndike, why are you classified?
Senior also.
And your major?
Physics.
Your plans?
Graduate school.
Where?
Berkeley, I hope, or Stanford.
Good luck to you. John Dunn, Jr., what are you from?
Ashburnham, Massachusetts, John.
How are you classified?
Senior also.
Major?
French and sort of psychology.
Plans?
That's a good question.
Sort of. That's very psychological. All right. Jack Bruce. Buddy, how are you classified, sir?
Senior, Alan.
Your plans?
Well, I guess I'll be going into divinity school next year.
Your major now?
Philosophy.
Very fine, Jack. It's nice to have you gentlemen here from Wesleyan and the university campus. The college quiz bowl. Where am I? All right, now up to 6D, where the gentlemen from Colgate have moved down during their Thanksgiving vacation to participate in tonight's competition. Let's talk to them about their Thanksgiving plans. Peter Gould, where are you going tomorrow for your turkey dinner?
Well, I'm going tonight, Alan. I'm driving back up to Hamilton. I'll probably get in there about 3 o'clock, 3:30 tomorrow morning.
Yes. And you will have your Thanksgiving dinner there.
I'll have my Thanksgiving dinner there.
Marty Hyatt, are you in town for the holidays?
That's right, Alan. I'm going to have my Thanksgiving dinner at home after I took up my uncle at the airport tomorrow.
Very good. Andrew Tangelis, where are you going, sir?
This is in the form of a plug, Alan. I'm going to one of America's great tool and furniture manufacturing cities, Jamestown, New York, and southwestern New York.
Boy, that's a very good plug. Is there anything else you want to say about Jamestown?
No, not right now.
It's your home, huh?
That's right.
Couldn't be better. Arturo Macias, what are your plans?
Well, it's a little too far to get back to the beer city, Milwaukee. So I'll be staying in New York for the vacation, Alan.
All right, it's a good town, New York. And there's our whistle. Looks like we better get back to the quiz, Roger.
Right, Alan. That turkey's going to be cold if we don't, because the score right now, Colgate University has an even 100 points. Wesleyan isn't too far behind with 40, and we have 6 minutes to go.
And I have a 20-point bonus in the offing, For 10 points, what English poet wrote a discourse on divorce after having trouble with his 17-year-old wife? Wesleyan.
Barry Pratchett.
John Milton.
That's right, for 10 points. John Milton. Jerry, you've got a 20-point bonus here for Wesleyan. You know, in college football, trophies sometimes change hands in games between traditional rivals. Now, for 10 points apiece, identify these trophies. What do colleges compete for the little brown jug?
Minnesota.
Wesleyan?
Wisconsin.
Come on, talk it up.
Yes. Minnesota and Wisconsin?
No, Minnesota and Michigan. Mm. All right, you can still get 10 points out of this. What two colleges compete for the act? The axe. Stanford and California. Okay, I have a 25-point musical bonus in the offing. Here's your toss-up. For 10 points, tell us, if you took a trip from the city in which Mamie O'Rourke danced to the city in which the Pied Piper piped, in what general direction would you go? Colgate.
I think you'd be going almost due east.
That's all right. East or northeast. That's right for 10 points, to do. Me and Mamie O'Rourke took the light fantastic on the sidewalks of New York and Pied Piper in Hamlin Town, Brunswick, Prussia. Oh, all right. Here we go with a 25-point musical bonus, Colgate. For 25 points, why is this symphony different from the construction of all other symphonies? Think carefully on this.
He uses, would that be Beethoven's ninth using a chorus? I'm not sure. What do you call it?
Unfinished symphony, only three movements?
It never was finished.
All right, time is called. No, you were very near, but not quite near. It is the unfinished symphony. And it only has two movements instead of the traditional four. Boy, that was very near to the 25 points, but not quite. So we're going to move along. Here's a toss-up question with a 20-point bonus in the offing. Here we go. For 10 points, identify the source of the following lines. He has plundered our seas, ravished our coasts, burnt our towns. Colgate. Marty Heyer.
Thomas Jefferson, the Declaration of Independence.
Right, for 10 points. The Declaration of Independence. All right, Marty Hyatt, you got a 20-point bonus here. For 20 points, Colgate, you are now to complete the verse that commences. It is an ancient mariner, and he stoppeth one of three.
Let's see. The old man.
It's the
bride and the bridegroom and the old man.
No, by thy long gray beard and glittery eye, now wherefore stoppest thou me? Coleridge's, that's right. Okay. Here we go with a 15-point bonus. The 15-point bonus, here's your toss-up for 10 points. In what unusual place did Jean-Paul Marat meet his death? Wesleyan.
Barry Passett.
In a bathtub, right, for 10 points. Okay, for 15 points, Wesleyan. For 15 points, Wesleyan. Dialectical materialism was to Karl Marx what hedonistic calculus was to whom? Wesleyan.
Ed.
Talk it up, boy.
Hedonistic calculus was to whom? Who is it? Quickly.
Let's hear you.
Try it. Jeremy Bentham. Jeremy Bentham. Time is called. I have a 20-point bonus in the offing. And here's your toss-up. For 10 points, quote the line of verse that immediately precedes this one. I am rose, my eyes are blue. Wesleyan.
Barry Passett.
I am rose.
No, can you take it, Wesleyan? Can you take it, Colgate?
A rose is a rose is a rose?
Right, for 10 points. A rose is a rose is a rose. I am rose, my eyes are blue. All right, Colgate, by waiting, you got a 20-point bonus here. For 20 points, what was the last nation to be admitted to the United Nations, Colgate.
Indonesia.
Indonesia, right, for 20 points in September 1950. I have a 15-point bonus in the offing. Here's your toss-up. You know, sometimes towns achieve fame all out of proportion to their size or importance because of historic events that have taken place there. Now, for 10 points, with what historic event do you associate Sarajevo? Wesleyan.
Barry Passett.
The assassination of Archduke Ferdinand.
Right for 10 points. Right for 10 points. For 15 points, what nursery rhyme character had a rat made of a rabbit? Wesleyan.
A rat made of a rabbit?
A rat made of a rabbit. What nursery rhyme character? You can make 15 points here. Time is called Baby Bunting. Baby Bunting, you know. All right, I have a 20-point bonus in the offing. Here's a toss-up for 10 points. By what familiar nickname do we know a man by the name of John Luther Jones? What familiar nickname? No takers. Casey. I've said it. I'm sorry. I said it. Casey, famous for the famous Cannonball Express. Here's a 20-point bonus. Here's another toss-up for 10 points. Who said, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can? Colgate.
Pete Homosius.
The little engine that could.
The little engine that could for 10 points. All right. Here's a 20-point bonus for you, Colgate. For 20 points, what monarch was asked 57 questions to which he evidently gave unsatisfactory replies?
Sounds like Charles the First. Would that be Louis the 16th?
That is Louis the 16th of France. That's right. When his trial was asked 57 questions, was sentenced to death. A 20-point bonus in the offing. Here's your toss-up. If the happy warrior and the little corporal met in the hereafter, assuming that they both went to the same place, who would have met whom? Colgate.
Marty Heyer.
I'm sorry, Alan, you can't answer it because the time is up. Mr. McGregor says that is all. The game is over for this week. The final score on the College Quiz Bowl tonight is 70 points for Wesleyan University and 180 points for the winner, Colgate University. Of the Wesleyan team, it's our pleasure to award an attractive and dependable Whitnour wristwatch, a distinguished product of the Longines Whitnour Watch Company. Since 1866, makers of watches of the highest character. For fielding the winning team tonight, Colgate University will receive a $500 cash award from the National Broadcasting Company to be administered by the college. And these varsity scholars from Colgate will return next week to meet Georgetown University, Washington, D.C. in this All-American College Quiz game. Here once again, your master of the quiz, Alan Ludden.
I want to say to the four fine men from Wesleyan University, and a finer campus there is none in this whole country. I love this campus of Wesleyan. I want to say to you four men who stayed in the campus tonight during your Thanksgiving vacation to participate in tonight's College Quiz Bowl. Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure to have you here. Barry Passett, Edward Thorndike, John Dunn, and Jack Bruce. It's been a great privilege to have Wesleyan once again in the College Quiz Bowl. Now, next week, these amazing scholars from Colgate University. And you'll be back on your campus next week, right?
That's right.
Next week, you will meet Georgetown University. In the following weeks, we'll have varsity scholars here from the University of Chicago, Syracuse University, New York. Okay, this is Alan Ludden saying now, so long, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving.
The referees tonight were for Wesleyan University, Bruce Kern, Station WPIC in Hartford, Connecticut, and for Colgate University, Del Campbell of Station WRCA in New York City. College Quiz Bowl is an NBC Radio Network presentation, originated and produced by John Moses and Don Reed, written by Nancy Fobes and directed by Ken McGregor. This is Roger Tuttle speaking, and have a good wishbone.
Monitor takes you everywhere each weekend on NBC Radio.